We continue in our series of bringing back our boys, Simirat Hashem. We should be zeifet to see them very, very soon in our day. This is shir number 9 in our series of halacha shirim, specifically focusing on different halachas. We continue to daven for Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Dvora, Gilad Michal ben Bat Gil Galim, and Eyal ben Iris Shura. The Bnei Shalom should bring back our boys very, very soon. We should be zeichet only no smachos in Klal Yisrael. I decided to do a quicker topic, one that came up as I remembered a number of years ago when I moved here to Eretz Yisrael, and I was putting up my mezuzahs. At the same time, we had some people working in the house. One of them was a Hasidic gentleman who was doing construction within the house. And he was very upset that some of the mezuzahs that we were putting up were being done with double-sided tape. As we know, in America, the 3M tape is very, very strong, and one could hold many, many different items on it. So this was the conventional wisdom, which many people have done, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, where we are able to not as easily, I would say, put up a mezuzah because of the nails, and it becomes very, very difficult against a metal post. So many people use the double-sided tape. He had felt that there was a problem with that, and I never fully investigated. I asked my rev at the time, so I thought we would quickly just look into it. Seemingly not a problem at all. I think what he might have been confused with is just the metzias. Here in Eretz, they do sell double-sided tape, which is pretty much as good as taking a piece of tape and double-siding it. It doesn't stay up for very long. One is to just be worried in general if it's not a strong enough double-sided tape, or if there's a lot of heat outside. So it is common that the double-sided tape, after a number of years, will wear out. And if you're not makpid to keep changing it, you could have a problem, which is certainly a bazillion, if the tefillin box falls. The mezuzah box falls, and that of course would create a bizayon as well, and certainly a questionable bracha. Mestama, you would make a new bracha on that. So first of all, we learn that one is required to put up a mezuzah to make sure that it is securely fastened, and the mezuzah should not be flimsy if it is. The Gemara Menachos discusses on Lamed Bet, that it would actually be disqualified. It is for this reason that people who use, for example, tape for a temporary reason, regular tape, is definitely going to be problematic, because that is something that certainly could fall and is not considered to be, and there would be a shiloh whether you're going to make a bracha on such a mezuzah. The common practice for many, many years was to use a nail to affix it to the doorpost in such a way. And in fact, that's what the Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Mezuzah. So he says the following. He says, when talking about how the mezuzah is actually put up in Perek Shishi, so he says in Halacha Vav as follows. In Perek Chamishi, in Halacha Vav, so he speaks about how the mezuzah is put up. And then he just ends off by saying here in the Halacha, Bishrafer shall kana al shall eitz, oh shall dover hamechuber oisa al mezuzah hapetach masmer oh choyfer mezuzah hapetach wisem boetz mezuzah. This is the common way that it is done. In fact, this is used the halacha in the Sheil Sechuis of the Eretz Tzvi in Sheila Tzadik. There, Harav Freimer, of course, from the Chachmei Lublin, says that he actually uses a similar lashon that we used a few days ago, Ksartem Ksartem, how the mezuzah is to be done, that it should also be done with nails. This is the way the Piskei Tshuva passes in Yeridea, and also just in general, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold as well. So this seems to be what the halacha is. Now, obviously, there's no shaila that there wasn't much to talk about. This Rambam that we quoted, in fact, quotes something quite interesting, which was that it seems to be that in the times of the Rambam, at least, there was a groove when they made houses in the way so such that there was a groove. We actually see this. If you look in the Old City, there are many places where you see this, where if you actually don't actually have to use nails at all, you have this opening that you can put in the mezuzah itself, and it very nicely, quaintly fits. You put it in with glass or something that would protect it, and it sits there, and there's actually no actual affixing being done because it is a groove within the doorpost itself. However, it seems to be clear that if it's something that is securely fastened, so it doesn't mean that you need to get a hammer in order to remove it. So it would appear to be mutter that if a person is not able to normally take it off in normal circumstances, it should be mutter to do that.
In fact, the Bach quoted here in the Shach in Reish Pei Tes says in Sivkaton Zayin that if a person is not going to be there b'kivias, v'im nosu sham l'fisha, ein tzarech l'kvor b'masmarim, v'chein kazal Bach mi'erusham. So the Bach also says this based on the Yerushalmi in Megillah, that it has to be whatever the lashon of securely fastened is, it has to be securely fastened in such a way that a person could not easily move it. Maybe the same lashon that we use in Sukkah as far as how the schach has to be, so it has to be that in a normal wind, it wouldn't fall over. That would allow us to potentially tie it down, and this would be the same, I think, by the walls as well, about the three tvachim. So maybe that's the idea, that in a normal circumstance, it should not. Again, we're talking about double-sided tape, but this would apply to glue as well. Obviously, there are certain types of glue, Elmer's glue, for example, that would not suffice, because clearly after time or even immediately, it is possible that it would be able to fall down as well. Again, one becomes very aware of this in Eretz Yisrael when we have certain types of glues and tapes which don't, the adhesive or the adhesive actually to certain items that you're familiar with in America, like wood, so it would affix much, much easier, a glue. Whereas on metal and other surfaces, certainly on stone, it doesn't affix as well. I remember one of my first experiences here, we had this beautiful stone mezuzah that we purchased here in Eretz Yisrael by an artist. And we had a worker that was here, and he was using what seemed to be a very powerful glue. I said, oh, perfect, I'm about to put up a mezuzah. I couldn't use double-sided, it wouldn't be. It was a very, very heavy piece of stone. I said, let me use that. And I took a whole bunch of this glue and glued it all around, and I stood there and I put it up against the metal door, and I made the bracha with great excitement here in Eretz Yisrael, being able to makayim this mitzvah. And all was wonderful. I'm not sure how long it stayed up, but the next time I opened the door, it was in many different pieces, and it certainly was a big shaila about, again, having to say a bracha. That's when we move towards doing with nails. But that doesn't seem to be what the halacha is that a person would be chayav to use nails. It would be for this reason that it seems to be obvious that using a tape or glue would be mutter. And this, for example, the Orach HaShulchan and Reish Pei Tes as well, in Tesvav, says, it quotes, of course, using nails. However, that doesn't seem to be, the Iker has to be that. So he writes that the chen kazav harambam ve'ator ve'ashachanar kazav od tloya b'makal ubimakom over lo kaveh psula ayin sham umevur midavarim zehu. So le'ekuvi de amazuza titchaber le'mezuza hakotel ayidei masperim tafka u'mistabra im yichrich amazuza b'niyar in devek v'devek hana v'devek El mezuzah hakotel, the shaber dami, de ma li masmer umi li devek kevan shenis chaber chibur gomer miu belo devek kegon she ase let the mezuzah habay ven yicha oh ya amot sham ha mezuzah ain uklun. So it's not a chibur gomer. So his lashon is that you need something called a chibur gamura, and if you don't have a chibur gamura, so then the mezuzah wouldn't be good. So again, so we can understand based on this what exactly we are getting at as far as what's a chibur gamura, and one could assess what that means as far as the type of items he has, the type of glue or the type of tape, in order to do that. So it doesn't seem to be lechatchila a person has to use nails and be the yevid if he has nothing else, so he can use another form. But it's clear from the Aruch HaShulchan, as we quoted already, that from the Bach and from the Taz, that if he's using something that clearly maybe right now won't, right? You could use good masking tape, it will stay up for a while, but after a while it's clear, especially being in the outdoors, it's going to fall off, so that would in turn be usher. And Baruch Hashem, for a modern day tinge on this, we have a Rav Adi Yosef who seems to discuss everything and everything under the sun. So he asked this exact question. Mezuzah, this is in Chelik Vav, in Yechavadas, Simon and Ches, She'en bo Hepshoros L'kveya B'tetach Alidei Masperim B'bnei Ha HaPetach Asuri Mi Barzel, right? Like I just said, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard. You need a very, very good drill to be able to get in nails into metal. Ha'im Mutter L'dvak B'devik Chazak. So, just as this will be a very good review of a lot of the things that we've discussed already, so he quotes the Rambam that we quoted already about the Maniach B'Shaferet, oh, Neitz, that you should use Masmerim. And this, apparently, as we said, is quoted, it's the same din in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Reish Peites. The Rav Yosef continues, and he says as follows. He says that the Bach, as we know, Shema Shekashav HaPoiskim Shekviyas B'masparim Eino Ela B'mitzah Mina Muvchar Kedei Shelo Tavah Mezuzah L'Zilzal Aydei Nefila V'Shuv Heviyah B'Divrei the Yerushalmi, which we quoted, that's in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis in Megillah. These are awesome. Rabbi Abba, B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, De'afilu lo simru, V'hai, Tana, V'hu, She'mismaru, Amar, Rabbi Yosef, V'hu, She'yichur l'kach, Perish, She'im, Yuchara, Mezuzah, L'petach, Zeh, Tzorech, Simor, B'masparim, Aval, Im, Lo, Yichadu, L'petach, Zu, Elofi, Sha'ah, Ein Tzorech. So, as we quoted, that's exactly what the Taz was saying. That if you have a situation where you are going to be lifnei shah, so that be, excuse me, the Taz, the Shach, says that would be that you don't have to use and make holes in other people's walls, so you can use something that would stay and not be a zilzil in nefila. And we said it's not going to be considered an actual fascinating. L'chor yesh l'farish l'hefech. She'im yachad is a mezuzah l'petach zeh ain't tzarech l'masmerim b'masmerim. Shavu she'kein pewish she'el s'chuvas shilas David as divrei Yerushalmi v'her al divrei anumike Yosef to muchach she'tzarech she'yikavenu b'masmerim o b'sid. And v'od ayin she'el s'chuvas marsham because of Gamkin Ladasa Rambam, the Adur Shulchan Aruch, Im Yachana Mezuzah Lakach Li Oilam, Dai Below Kvias Masmer. And many others discuss this. However, Bamas, the Gemara Menacha says, Muchach Sha'al Kopan Mechibar Alidei Tit O Sid, Moyal Lekabe Mezuzah, Sha'amusham, that we learn from here, Sitzurich, Shekosev HaMezuzah Al Sefer, right? Shenemer kan uksavtem. The Ma'at Lahana Kasov al Sefer Krisas Lamech Tzarech Luksov al Sefer. Aiza Oimer, Shekseiv Perish Mezuzah al Evan Vikvo Pesach Mezuzah. Ayan Shan. Mikemer Sheko Shekain. Yesh Lomar Shegam Bibidika bedevek ubishar barzel shaper dami v'yomar ledevek tovu shekama mekam osmurcho shadevek al yidei devek nich shavet lechiba gamar. And therefore he thinks it would be mutter. And that's what he says, as we quoted in the Orach HaShulchan. Sheim the muzer v'nir v'devek devekos, that would be mutter as well. He says also you could see the Shehels HaTshuvas Chil Klis Yaakov Azeh. However, he does quote this as a very good intellectual honesty. If you look at the Shehels HaTshuvas, V'chein Hochriach Dimishor V'Shehels HaTshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chilik Zayin Simon Ayin Beis Ois Gimel, based on the Gemara in Menachos, where he will disagree with this. And in fact, if you look at the Minchas Yitzchak Shuvah Dayin Weiss, he was asked this exact question: Emutlekavei Muzuzah La Delta Yedevek Bimiyafshar BeMasmarim. So, in a case where it's impossible, as we said, you have the metal door and you can't drill the holes into it. So what is the halacha? So he quotes, of course, as we quoted before, the Chelchas Yaakov and the Muke Yosef, who brings in the Muke Yosef, Tzul Yikva v'masmarim o besid. So what are we paskin based on there? So here Rav Weiss, Dayan Weiss, says the following. Hinei ha-miyam b'nuka Yosef b'fanim yireh sha'al ma she'itim sham de'efshar. So Efshar lechaber bedevek, mashma lechora. The man with the ma bedevek, v'ulay atam k'moshe kosov hashach in your day reish ayin chetziv katan bet. The osur ledavek yiriot bedevek saviv. K'shehaya hadevek yamin rabim hadevek mityavesh v'yit rapei mi'al. Ha'omdim, and therefore it's going to fall down, okay, which is different than our case. Kevin shenis chaber chibur gamor al yid, it's going to be besa masmer, it's always going to stay there. Chiyach madivri hashas damer I lav ha'u lechachila avonin lekaveya. So seemingly his view is not exactly the same as Rav Avadya, but again, if it's seemingly if you had no choice, it would be mutter. Again, our question is going to be just a question of if you can do it, but you want to use double-sided tape, if it would be mutter. Seemingly Rav Avadya would say that would be allowed, although that his tshuva is saying where in the case where you had no choice. And it seems that the Minchas Yitzchak would be a little bit more machnir in this case. So again, I think that here it seems to be the widespread minhag that many people use this double-sided tape today. And it could be that one could taina that it might even be better this day to use that. Again, just making sure that the tape does not dry out. It is something that's serious, or you know that you will make sure to check it every so often, certainly if you're checking your mezuzahs anyway. So maybe it would be best when you do check the mezuzahs at the same time. Anyway, you have to take the mezuzahs off, so also take the batim off that you use, and therefore and put them with double-sided tape again so that it stays durable and heavy duty. Again, it shouldn't be something, as we said, that is flimsy. This is clear, and therefore a person should not be cheap on the tape that he's going to use. It should be affixed the whole way through, the top and the bottom, and that actually is halacha vis-a-vis the actual nails itself. You should not use only one nail. So that is somewhat quicker than our usual halacha, understanding just this very small shaila. I think maybe it was a question of metzias here in Eretz Yisrael, as they said, unless you're bringing from America or spending a lot of money on the 3M style double-sided tape, so you would have a question if you would use other tape that you know is not, even though it looks like double-sided tape and it might stay for a small amount of time, it clearly would not be something that would be good. Nowadays, with all the types of glues, and as we said, the double-sided tape, it would appear to be that there is not such a chilek that one should dafka have to use nails. It doesn't seem that that should be the halacha, and if you're doing something. Again, the lashon we saw on the Minchas Yitzchak was more, seemingly more of a b'di'evet type of situation where a person had no choice. Again, obviously very important, just a parenthetical, an important point, not even parenthetical, but an important point in itself. Of course, the bracha is made at the point where a person is going to affix it, and again, if he's not using the actual nails, so normally we make the bracha right before the mitzvah is done, over la'asi asan, not after the mitzvah is done. So just as a person is affixing it, he would make the bracha if he's using tape. I just reminded myself, I was at a Chanukah's Habayis, obviously many, but when one of the Gedolei Hador was present, and I very much know that the bracha was made, and double-sided tape was used, and then many asked him the shaila, that is parenthetically, about why he made a bracha on a base medrash. Okay, fine. But this is something that we should be careful. So a person who does use this, they should know that it's wonderful that they're using it. Maybe this is a good chance for them to check their house and make sure all the places that use this double-sided tape or glue, it is actually affixed nicely and well. A person should realize that if he does see in a location, that it has become, somewhat, loose in any way, whether the nail is coming off, sometimes we don't use actual screws and we use nails, and then they're coming off from the wall. These are going to be much, much more of a problem, as we mentioned, and I think the Orach HaShulchan gave us this important lashon as far as it having to be, you know, a kavias, that is going to be something that's going to stay for a long while. And therefore, a person should be very, very careful. And again, do checks every so often. That is the way it is. If, again, a person does see that his mezuzah has fallen on the floor, so a new bracha would be required. There is a very interesting question in halacha. If that mezuzah was put up again, a number of shailas ask, another Rav Zilberstein shaila, of course, about a guy who put it up, what a person should do in that case of, as far as being able to make a bracha. This concludes this halachic discussion. We should be zeiche to see our dear brothers come back very, very soon. It has been awfully long, almost 2 weeks, unfortunately, and certainly they deserve to come home as soon as possible. Rebbeinu Shlomo, we should listen to all our tefillos and the wonderful Achdus events, and we should continue. We should not forget these boys. It, unfortunately, as time moves on, it is common that people like to forget. Not like to forget, but that is human nature. Please do not forget. Keep it in your tefillos and in our learning and in the mitzvos that we do, and in the zchus of being more mahadir in the mitzvah of mezuzah, we should be zeicha to see our boys come home very, very soon.